The following shaila came up last week. Are you familiar with a service called Amazon Subscribe and Save? Yeah, so basically, and you'll tell me if I'm wrong, the way it was described to me is that if you know that you're going to eat a box of Cheerios every single month, because that's your cereal, your go-to cereal, so you don't want to have to keep on remembering to order it, so you could just like order it in perpetuity, that every month they'll bill your credit card, and then automatically they'll send you a box of Cheerios every single month. So a woman asked me, she has a subscription, let's say, with Amazon Subscribe and Save for certain basic groceries, and she's got this deal that they're going to provide her with chametz. What sort of Pesach issues does that cause? Now, the shaila that she asked me was that her credit card, she figures, is going to be billed on April 29th. She'll get delivery of the chametz on May 3rd. That's the cheshbon that she did. So in this case is a pretty easy one, because the entire thing is after Pesach. Everything is after Pesach. Her credit card's not even billed till after Pesach. But what if you back up the timeline a little bit? What if her credit card would be billed on Pesach and then delivery would happen after Pesach? What if delivery actually happens on Pesach? Does that automatically become chametz shavu lava Pesach? So how do you handle that kind of situation? Shulchan Aruch paskins that if a guy brings chametz to you on Pesach, let's say a person doesn't know, and they just bring you chametz on Pesach, they don't realize that you have this sensitivity, that you don't want chametz on Pesach. So Shulchan Aruch paskins that you cannot accept the delivery of the chametz. You have to just be completely machpir, leave it outside, not take it into your house at all. Would that work? Is that enough when it was something that you ordered and they're delivering it after having charged your credit card because you asked for it? Probably not. That would probably be a violation of Bayi Rabbi Matzeh and would be chametz shavu lava Pesach if it actually got delivered on Pesach. If it didn't get delivered on Pesach, but your credit card was charged, so then it becomes a question. At what point do we assume that it's yours? At what point do we assume that you become the owner of the chametz? Charging credit card is not really a kinyan, but it may be that legally it's assumed to be yours from the moment your credit card can be charged. You'll tell me, but you could still cancel it afterwards. Yeah, you know what else you could do with Amazon? You could send everything back and get your money back also. Meaning the fact that you can cancel it, I don't think is necessarily indicative of not being the owner of that chametz. But when I spoke to Rav Shachar about this on Friday, he was more concerned with the question of what's called rotza bikiyumo, meaning what the woman was really asking, her kavana really was, I want this chametz to exist on Pesach so that they can give it to me after Pesach. Meaning, even though they're not going to bill my credit card until afterwards, I want Amazon's warehouses to be fully stocked with Cheerios, so that Lamashal, so that they can be able to give me this chametz as soon as Pesach is over. Is this a violation of rotza b'kiyumo? Because there's a separate issur that you're not allowed to be rotza b'kiyumo of chametz on Pesach. What is that issur? What is the geder of that issur? Where do we find that issur? Very difficult issur to really put your, to really wrap your mind around, because there are a lot of circumstances that would seem like rotza b'kiyumo. For example, we just asked Rav Willig this morning, a number of years ago, I had a havamina to tell people that because of all these very shvera mechiras chametzes that go on in a lot of these non-frum-owned stores, Jewish-owned but non-frum-owned stores, let's say a local key food or food town or something like that, so they're doing business on Pesach, but they did some sort of mechira. What kind of mechira? If they're still doing business on Pesach, can you rely on such a mechira? But Maish has a tshuva where he was mekel, and he says, yeah, the guy's just a gun if he's stealing all the guy's chametz and selling it, but if the mechira is valid, if Salvech thought that was crazy, he said, what do you mean? It's obviously the whole mechira is a joke, and he's continuing. So I had to have a minute to say, instead of relying on such a mechira, why not tell everyone, stock up on all your groceries, everything you're going to need for after Pesach, buy it right before Pesach. One thing I know for sure, when we sell to John J. Brown, that's a good mechira. So we could sell all that chametz, and then after Pesach, you'll have all that chametz available to you. And you know what? That's what the stores do. That's what the restaurants do. That's what the kosher supermarkets do. They order whatever they're going to need for right afterwards beforehand, and then they include it in the mechira. So is there any problem with that? So I was thinking maybe it's a problem of rotze bikiyumo, that you dafka want this chametz. You ordered it so that, you bought it so that it can exist, so that it will be ready for you right after Pesach. So what exactly is the geder of rotze bikiyumo? So the place that it comes up in Shulchan Aruch is in Simen Tuf Nun Siv Zayin. Shulchan Aruch writes, and it's really a direct quote from the Torah, but it's not a Gemara, that says that Asu lahaskir kli le'inu Yehudi b'Pesach kedei sheyivashal bo chametz. You're not allowed to rent a kli to a non-Jew on Pesach so that he will cook chametz in that kli. Aval maskir lo chamor lahavi lo chametz. But if you want to rent him a donkey and he's going to bring chametz on that donkey, that's fine. Now, what's the problem with being maskir a kli that he's going to cook chametz in? Says the Mishnah Brura, and this quoted the Beis Yosef says it on the spot in the Tur. Mishum shu rotze, I think the Tur himself actually says it. Mishum shu rotze b'kiyumo shel chametz, that you want that chametz to exist. Why do I care if the chametz exists? I rented my kli, my pot, to the guy. He's making himself some pasta. He's making it for himself. I don't care about his pasta. Why do I care about it? Why is it that it's rotze b'kiyumo? She'im yishafecha chametz b'shar shakli omer al gabi eish yibaka akli v'reu kenenem min hachametz. Because if that chametz were not in the pot while that pot was on the fire, the kli would break, and then it's considered that I'm getting hana from the chametz, because I don't want my kli to break. I want my kli. So it's rotze, the chametz is not mine. I have no responsibility for the chametz, but I'm rotze b'kiyumo. I want that chametz to exist. So we just say the same thing over here. I'm ordering an Amazon subscribe and save. So I'm rotze b'kiyumo because I want that chametz to be able to be shipped to me on the right date, so I know that it needs to be in the Amazon warehouses or whatever on Pesach. Do you call that rotze b'kiyumo? So in the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, he's Magdir Rotze B'Kiyumo. He says, L'chora, kol ha-chametz shemocher b'mechiris chametz l'fnei Pesach l'nachri, are Rotze B'Kiyumo. L'chora, all the chametz that you sell is Rotze B'Kiyumo. That's why you're selling it, you're not destroying it, because you want it to be available to you right afterwards. So he says, no, Ela Inyan Hu, and he's quoting from Achronim, but none of the Achronim phrase it exactly as clearly as this. He's quoting from a Tshuvos Machne Chaim, Chelik Beis, Simen Chaf Hei. He says, the Inyan is as follows. Ki be'emes ein lo tzorech b'chametz ze dafka. You don't need specifically this chametz. The fact that you're not being mevarit is just so that you won't lose your money. It's a financial decision not to destroy it and to sell it in instead. Let's say John J. Brown at the end of Yantav says, you know what, you estimated that the chametz in your house is worth $1,000. Here's $1,000 cash, I'm taking my chametz. Good, you want my old boxes of half-eaten boxes of cereal and pasta, whatever, $1,000 cash, I'll take it anytime. Probably half that food is going to go in the garbage because that's what Americans do. So I'm happy to take the money. More, that's perfectly fine. So that's not called rotze b'kiyumo. You're more than happy to have the money. Aval b'mekresh chafetz dafka b'chametz mesuyam. But if what you're interested in, if you're interested in, is this particular chametz, and you wouldn't sell it even if someone would offer you the money, that's called the rotze b'kiyumo shel chametz. The case in the Shulchan Aruch is you want that chametz to be in the pot, not because of its financial value. You don't care about the financial value of the chametz in the pot, but because of your pot. You don't want the pot to get destroyed. That's called rotze b'kiyumo. So based on that, he says, someone who buys chametz before Pesach, the kavana that should have it available right after Pesach, l'chora is going to be a problem of rotze b'kiyumo. Because it's not the monetary value that you're interested in. You're interested in the convenience of having this chametz available to you immediately after. So the Piskei Tshuvos argues that my suggestion that I wanted to suggest, it wasn't really my own. Another rabbi had said to me, why don't we do this? It would turn out, according to the Piskei Tshuvos, that's a problem. However, he also quotes V'yesh Mekilim B'davar, based on a Chassam Sofer, where the Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva Narchaim Sim Kuf Yotes writes, "Dilo matzinu isur rotzu b'kiyumo elik sharotzu lihistaker larviach al yedezeh." That rotzu b'kiyumo is only when you plan on making money off of something, but not when you just want to have it for convenience sake. That's a little bit difficult also, because the case in Shulchan Aruch is not where you're trying to make money off of it, unless you consider the fact that you are making money off of it by renting your pot. Meaning it would then turn out that according to the Shulchan Aruch, if you would lend your pot to someone where you're not trying to be marviach, then it would not be called rotza b'kiyumo, even though your pot would break if the chametz were not there. Now, a little bit difficult to read that into the Shulchan Aruch. Be that as it may, for stores where it's the tzorich for their parnasa, we're makel to do this kind of thing. But I think Rav Shatter said that he did not think that having an ongoing subscription to Amazon Subscribe and Save is considered rotza b'kiyumo, because you're not really doing anything. There's no, you know, you're so far removed from any action that you're taking in order to have this chametz exist. He thought by renting out the kli, you did something on Pesach or right before Pesach, which is going to cause the rotza b'kiyumo. Says so even though that's b'shevi alta, but at least beforehand you were active. However, he said if the chametz is shipped on Pesach, then you've become the owner, and that's definitely a problem. But just having the standing order alone is not called rotza b'kiyumo, because nothing is actually happening on Pesach. Rav Shachter said that he was asked by a bakery if they could take orders on Chol HaMoed for, let's say Pesach is toward the end of the week. Sometimes you have, but at the Shabbos after Pesach, there's only a day or two in between when Pesach ends and Shabbos. So the bakery wanted to know, can they take orders on Chol HaMoed for them to fulfill after Pesach is over, so that way at least the ordering part is done. He thought that there's no problem with that. He thought that that's not called rotza b'kiyumo. The chametz doesn't even exist yet. The chametz is not. It's all sold to a guy, or the flour is all sold to a guy, and the chametz doesn't even exist yet. He thought that that would be perfectly fine for a bakery to do. It's just a matter of orders, of knowing what the person's going to want after Pesach. So he did not think that that would be a problem. So Pashas by the Amazon Subscribe and Save, it would not be a problem either. And Rabbi Willick thought that even in terms of the suggestion that we had of buying whatever you're going to need after Pesach beforehand, he thought that that was not really a problem of rotza b'kiyumo either. He just thought it's not right. It doesn't it doesn't seem right to do for an individual person. It doesn't need for parnasa to do something like that. You know, people can wait. People sometimes like right after Pesach they must have everything available immediately. It's not so important to have everything available immediately. If you wait 24 hours, 48 hours, and all the supermarkets will be fully stocked, and it'll be totally fine. What's the big deal if you don't have every type of chametz that you want exactly immediately after Pesach? People need to learn that there's been bigger mesiras nefesh than that in the history of humanity, in the history of the Jewish people. Okay.